Waiting for Godot, a tragicomedy in two acts, by Samuel Beckett. Act One. A country road. A tree. Evening. Estragon, sitting on a low mound, is trying to take off his boot. He gives up, exhausted. Rests. Tries again.
Oh, nothing to be done.
I'm beginning to come round to that opinion. All my life I've tried to put it from me, saying, Vladimir, be reasonable, you haven't yet tried everything, and I resumed the struggle. So there you are again.
Am I?
I'm glad to see you back. I thought you were gone forever.
Me too.
Together again at last. We'll have to celebrate this. But how? Get up till I embrace you.
Oh, not now, not now.
May one inquire where His Highness spent the night?
In a ditch.
A ditch? Where?
Over there.
And they didn't beat you?
Beat me? Well, certainly they beat me.
The same lot as usual?
The same? I don't know.
When I think of it, all these years, but for me, where would you be? You'd be nothing more than a little heap of bones at the present minute, no doubt about it.
And what of it?
It's too much for one man. On the other hand, what's the good of losing heart now? That's what I say. We should have thought of it a million years ago, in the 90s.
Oh, stop blathering and help me off with this bloody thing.
Hand in hand from the top of the Eiffel Tower, among the first. We were presentable in those days. Now it's too late. They wouldn't even let us up.